A memorial service was held in Karachi, Pakistan on Friday, paying tribute to the assassinated minister for religious minorities, Shahbaz Bhatti. The Catholic minister was killed earlier this month after speaking out against the country's harsh blasphemy laws. Meanwhile, an initiative is being organized called Caravan for Shahbaz, which will stop in major cities across the country in order to raise greater awareness of the rights of minorities. We spoke to Pakistani priest Father Bonnie Mendez, who is also regional coordinator for Caritas Asia, who knew Shahbaz Bhatti.
His own father died in the month of January, and I was there for the funeral. And I mentioned it in the introduction to Mass that his father told me more than once, please make sure that you visit him at La Salle, where he's in the boarding, that he really grooms himself as a good Catholic. And he has proved to be a very good Catholic. He has been very loyal to the Church. He has been very active. And I've been with him right through his student days, and later when he set up this Catholic Liberation Front, Christian Liberation Front, that organization, he was heading that. And that was so successful. But some of us were saying, now it's important that we move further from just Christian liberation to something wider. And then the All Pakistan Minorities Alliance came into being. And he was heading that, but he spoke very well and spoke very forcefully always. But in the recent past, he has been speaking forcefully against the blasphemy law. And particularly when the governor was assassinated, the governor of the Punjab, because of the fact that he had visited a Christian woman in prison who was sentenced to death, Shahbaz Bhatti spoke up where very few people dared to speak up. Father Mani, the director of Justice and Peace, went to the funeral of that governor, and there were very few people there. And when he went the next day to lay a wreath at the grave and also to go to the family, very few people had the courage to go. It was we Christians who spoke up, and Shahbaz Bhatti was one of those who definitely spoke up very strongly against the blasphemy law, and he has paid for it with his blood.
You talked about the courage he had in speaking up, and he knew himself, didn't he? Obviously, that doing this could mean the end of his life.
He did, and he predicted it, in fact, that he would be, you know, assassinated. Even at his father's funeral, he said, you know, it is my body will go out from this very church. And it was the Catholic village of Khushpur that his father was buried, and that is where the biggest funeral that a Christian has had in Pakistan was there in Khushpur just recently. He was assassinated 2nd of March, and a few days later was the funeral. Now, to build up from there for Pakistan is going to be difficult, but at the same time, I'm always hopeful that the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the Church, as well as for Pakistan, it means that somebody is going to speak up. I just got an article now from an ex-student who studied at one of our schools, and she has written how, you know, she got such good formation, and that she feels that it's time that she shares her sorrow, but at the same time speak up against all the injustices taking place in Pakistan. What we have in Pakistan is now a religious mafia has got hold of the country, and they're acting ruthlessly. The government and its government forces have really helpless in front of a ruthless mafia, half-educated. Very often, many of the Maulanas that I know are not very well-educated, and they are the ones who are preaching every Friday. They get people into a frenzy, and they are spreading that doctrine. They are spreading that fire all over the country. And the danger for religious minorities, danger for goodwill Muslims, danger for liberal Muslims is greater and greater. But I don't think we should fear. We have to unite ourselves again, find avenues of how we can move forward, and realize that at least one Pakistani has laid down his life for the country a Christian who has laid down his life knowingly against blasphemy law.
We saw in Iraq that many Christians were thinking about leaving the country because of the situation in Iraq. Is that maybe the case that Christians in Pakistan feel that they can no longer stay in the country?
If you offer visas to any country now, believe me, all the people who are against, who are talking today, you know, against blasphemy law, they'll be the first people to run to the embassies for visas. The Christians will be after them, but they themselves who are speaking against the West, they are the first ones to go for visas. And the Christians, being poor, they would think twice about it, but some of them definitely want to improve their status in life. They want to be living with some security, and they would leave. But the others are still dedicated Pakistanis, and they will still survive with a church that is struggling at the grassroots level. We are about 3 million Christians in the country, so it's not a small number, but still we are hopeful that some would like to go, definitely. And here is where I think the visa policy is very sad, you know. The people being given visas are the people who do not deserve to go to the West, and they'll cause problems here too, in the West. And therefore, these countries will have to look at their visa policy very strictly once again, realizing what has happened in the last 20 years. They have really given visas to these kind of terrorists. We've been saying it openly. We've approached the embassies. We've told them about it, but they've never listened to us. They thought we were prejudiced, but now they should realize and rethink their visa policy.
Where do you see the light at the end of the tunnel? You were talking about the government being almost powerless to do anything in this situation. Where do you see that light coming from that can deliver people from what's going on at the moment?
It's a difficult situation, especially as perhaps even the army is split. It doesn't say so, but within its ranks, it has the Islamists, the extremists, who have infiltrated into their ranks, and therefore they cannot, you know, come up openly against all these things that are going on. And therefore, it will take some time for a correct, balanced view of the country emerging. But I am hopeful something miraculous will happen, or maybe too much of a strong faith. But I'm an optimist all the same. I believe that the forces for a free Pakistan will still emerge from the rubble.